From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Despite the best efforts of the Bush administration, the controversy over intelligence failures is refusing to die down. Today, Democrats in Congress launched a barrage of questions about intelligence and uncertainties about the cost and duration of the Iraq occupation. Republicans responded by defending the president and his use of intelligence to justify the war. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
In debate today in the Senate on the biggest defense spending bill ever, Democrats raised many questions about President Bush, specifically about his State of the Union citation of a questionable British report on Iraq trying to acquire uranium in Africa. Michigan's Carl Levin is the top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee.
Who in the administration was pressing the CIA to concur in a statement that the CIA did not believe was true? And why did they do so, even after the CIA objected to the text?
Levin also pointed to a laundry list of other assertions the Bush administration made leading up to the Iraq invasion and questioned their accuracy as well.
So the misleading statement about African uranium is not an isolated issue. There is a significant amount of troubling evidence that it was part of a pattern of exaggeration and misleading statements. And that is what a thorough and open and bipartisan investigation should examine.
And Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle asked why it was that the defense spending bill does not include one dime for Iraq fighting expenses, now running at nearly $4 billion a month.
The question from us to the administration ought to be, why have you not made a specific proposal with regard to the commitment that will be required in Iraq for the next fiscal year? If it's $60 billion, request it. If it's $60 billion, defend it. If it's $60 billion, give us some appreciation of how it will be spent and why we're the only ones spending it.
And Minnesota Democratic Senator Mark Dayton accused the administration of not wanting to trust Congress or the American people with what he called the facts.
What is it that they have to hide? What is it that they're afraid we might find out? Why is it that we can't know what were the circumstances that caused the commander-in-chief to send 145,000 U.S. troops to Iraq?
But Republican John Warner, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, said Americans should be supporting President Bush as well as the troops in Iraq. Warner also stood up for the embattled director of the CIA.
I have full confidence in George Tenet and full confidence in our intelligence system. Perfect? Nothing is perfect.
Meanwhile, the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Porter Goss, gave an upbeat assessment of the American occupation of Iraq following his visit to that nation last week.
Things are going a lot better than the press has been reporting on virtually all fronts. We are going to be there for a while. It is dangerous. It is dirty. It is hot. It is not pleasant. But it is moving forward, and the strategic doubt does not exist.
Both Goss and the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Panel, Jane Harman, agreed that weapons of mass destruction may not be found in Iraq, though they both said evidence of programs to make such weapons likely would be found. The House panel holds its first open hearing next week on the Iraq intelligence controversy, with further public hearings planned for September. No such public hearings are planned for now on the Senate side of Congress, though Democrats there say such hearings are the only way to clear up doubts about the reliability of U.S. intelligence and the credibility of the U.S. government. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.